Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus, and we are continuing our sort of Lent devotionals here, and this week talking about this idea of comparison. And something, I think Dean probably mentioned this yesterday in the Drivecast, when we compare ourselves to others, when we're walking around living life, always looking at others, sort of saying, am I better than this person or am I worse than this person? Am I smarter than this person or am I not as smart as this? Am I as successful as this person or more successful, less successful? Am I prettier than this person, better looking than this person, or that person's better looking than me? It really only leads to one of two things. It either leads to self-righteousness, right? This idea of, no, I am better. I'm a better Christian, or I'm a better dad, or I'm a better mom, or I'm a better, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Or it leads to maybe some self-loathing. I knew it. They are better than me. I'm not as good as I should be. Everyone around me is better than I am, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I want us to kind of ask the question, what if that's just not the point at all? What if the Lord has called us not to go around looking at our fellow human beings, some of them brothers and sisters in Christ, all of them potential brothers and sisters in Christ? And what if that's just not the point at all, to be asking that question, you know, am I better than them or are they better than me? Think about it this way for a moment. My guess is all of us have had a time, a moment, moments in life where you saw something that was so captivating, so beautiful, so powerful, so majestic, that everything else just kind of faded away. And for a few moments, you were really unaware, kind of gloriously unaware of self and everyone else around you. And you were just, man, just looking at this, beholding this thing. Maybe it was the first time you went to the ocean, or maybe being out looking at the night sky on a really cloudless night, a clear night, somewhere away from light pollution, or maybe it was standing in a mountain range, or wherever, a sunset, wherever it may be. But there's this beauty that comes with self-forgetfulness, where you're not focused on yourself, but you're looking at this thing of such captivating beauty. I think I would argue, and really I think it's something the scriptures would say, that is to be the Christian life in a sense, as we behold the beauty and the majesty of who God is, that gloriously it takes the attention off of ourselves and helps us place our attention exactly where it should be, on Him. And as we behold His beauty and His power and His majesty, and we're like, man, no one is like You, God, we worship Him, and it frees us up to not be looking around at people around us saying, am I better than them or am I worse than them? But rather we say, man, God is God. He alone is worthy to be praised. It's about Him. It's not about me. And He has saved me by His grace, by what Jesus has done for me. And the person that I'm looking at is either a brother or sister in Christ, and Jesus calls me to love them that way, serve them. Or it's somebody who could come into the family of God, somebody who needs Jesus, and I am called to love them and to serve them, not to compare myself with them. Psalm 113 says, who is like the Lord our God? Psalm 113 verse 1, praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praise. The name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations and His glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God? Who is seated on high, who looks far down on the heavens and the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with princes, with the princes of His people. He gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise the Lord. The psalmist is telling us, right? That sunrise we see, and it gives us that beautiful moment of self-forgetfulness. The Lord made that. He is God from the rising of the sun to its setting. Praise the name of the Lord. God is high above the heavens. He's the creator of all these things. He is the thing. He is the person we can look at. And gloriously, it brings the attention off of us. We are to praise His name. not be enamored with self, not be obsessed, focused constantly on self, but on Him. And as we behold Him and as we praise His name, it frees us up to see ourselves rightly and to see our neighbor rightly. So let me take a moment to pray for us. And then I want to encourage you just to think about that. Put your attention, your focus on the Lord. And just to pray along with me. Lord, help me. Give me that gift, the beauty and the freedom of self-forgetfulness. Father, we thank You for who You are. And Lord, I've prayed that even just recently. Lord, forgive me for the times where I'm so focused on self. And give me just that freedom, Father, as I see You and I behold You and I walk with You, to remember it's about You, it's not about me. And help me, Father, to love the people around me. Help us, everybody listening, to see the people at their workplace today and their family and their friend group, and not to play the comparison game, but to love them truly, to see them as You would, because we behold You and we recognize it's not about us. Lord, we love You. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now to pray for yourself.